So let's talk vulnerability management. For me, and maybe for you too, it often feels like, well, like that game Whack-A-Mole, right?
It's
you fix one problem, bam, three more pop up. It's kind of exhausting.
It really can be.
But today, we're looking at something different. We're digging into villancology plus risk governance.
It's a source that suggests a totally fresh way to think about this. Really excited to unpack it.
That's right. And it really is a shift. Forget just chasing patches constantly. This model, it reframes the whole thing. It's not just a list of tech issues.
Okay.
It treats your security like a, well, like a doctor treats a patient. Seriously, think vulancology like oncology, but for vulnerabilities.
Interesting analogy.
Yeah, it turns it into a living clinical practice. It takes it from being just an IT headache to something strategic for the business. It's about clarity, accountability, and importantly, momentum.
Okay, clinical practice. I like that. So if the old way is reactive, this model seems to start way earlier.
It asks, what if we stop just reacting? What if we actually govern this strategically? Which brings us to the foundational layer, risk governance and strategic framing. Oh. Why start there? Why is aligning with the business so, so critical right at the beginning?
Well, because everything else builds on it, right? This layer, it anchors the whole security program to what the business is actually trying to do, its mission, its, you know, actual tolerance for risk, and crucially, what resources are really available.
Not just wishful thinking about resources.
Not at all. And here's something really different. It explicitly says, document vulnerability resource misalignment, that gap between what you need and what you have. Document that as a business risk in the actual risk register.
Wow, okay, that's bold.
It is. And you pre-agree on thresholds. Like, when do we escalate? When do we say, look, we need more people, more automation, or even we need to reduce the scope of what we're protecting.
So it forces that tough conversation early.
Precisely. And it moves security discussions up to the board level using language they get. Metrics like risk reduction velocity, how fast are we actually making things safer?
The risk reduction velocity.
Yeah.
That sounds powerful. Much better than just number of patches deployed.
Yeah.
But quick question. Is there a danger in focusing too much on velocity? Like, could it encourage quick fixes over tackling deeper, maybe slower to fix systemic issues?
That's a really good point. And the model anticipates that. Velocity is a key indicator, especially for leadership. It shows momentum, but it's meant to be balanced by the depth we get into next with the diagnostics.
Oh, okay.
The goal isn't just speed, it's sustainable risk reduction. You don't want to just paper over cracks.
Got it. So that foundational piece gets leadership aligned. But then how does this vulancology idea actually work day to day? What's different in the operational layer, the vulancology in practice, compared to just finding and patching, say, a known CVE?
Right. CVEs, common vulnerabilities and exposures. We all know those. The public ones everyone talks about.
Yeah, the basics. But this goes deeper.
Much deeper. This is where that clinical idea really takes hold. Vulancology isn't just about detecting a CVE. It's about deep diagnostics.
Like a doctor running tests.
Exactly. Identifying root causes, seeing recurring patterns, finding weaknesses specific to your architecture. You diagnose clusters of vulnerabilities based on where they came from. Was it, you know, poor initial design?
Mm-hmm.
Was it inherited code debt? All that old stuff. And quick fixes piling up. Misconfigurations. Maybe even weak development practices.
Okay, so you find the disease, not just the symptom.
Spot on. And then your treatment plan options become much broader. It might not just be a patch. It could be a policy change, a shift in architecture, maybe even changing how teams are structured.
Yeah, bigger intervention.
Could be. And this is key rigorous removal verification. Did the treatment actually work? Plus ongoing monitoring to make sure it doesn't come back. It's like prescribing a lifestyle change, not just a pill.
Can you give an example? Like, how would that play out?
Sure. Imagine a company keeps finding and patching the same type of web vulnerability over and over. Basic patching just keeps doing that. Vulancology might diagnose the root cause as, say, a flawed developer standard that allows that insecure coding practice. So the treatment might be changing that standard, retraining developers. That's the lifestyle change for the organization. Fixes the problem systemically.
That makes so much sense. It's proactive, not just reactive band-aids. Okay, so we have the diagnosis, the treatment plan, but you know, the real challenge is often just doing the work, right?
Yeah.
Getting things fixed. How does the tactical layer, realistic execution and prioritization, make sure stuff actually gets done?
Yeah, this is where the rubber meets the road. It gets practical. This layer uses things like monthly triage meetings. But here's the key. Prioritization isn't just based on technical severity, like a raw CVSS score.
Which can sometimes be misleading, right? High score, but low actual business risk.
Exactly. Or low score, but it hits a critical system. So triage looks at business impact and feasibility. What matters most to us and what can we actually tackle effectively right now?
Makes sense.
And it treats remediation like proper projects. Think treatment sprints, structured work, not just ad hoc fire drills. Plus, managing a backlog with clear context, risk scoring, the whole picture.
Okay, strategic frame, deep diagnosis, practical execution. But systems need to learn. How does this model build in that feedback and continuous learning piece so you're not just doomed to repeat mistakes?
Crucial layer, it uses post-treatment reviews. After a fix, you ask, why did this vulnerability happen again? Or why did it take so long? What did we learn? That feedback loops directly into future prioritization.
So you learn from experience.
Yes. And it empowers the front line through systemic fix proposals. People doing the work see patterns, right? This gives them a channel to suggest architectural changes or process improvements straight to leadership.
That sounds incredibly valuable, giving the experts on the ground a real voice.
It really is. And thinking back to resources, there's also a quarterly resource review cadence, regularly checking. Based on the threats we're seeing now and the size of our backlog, do we still have the right capacity? Or do we need to adjust?
So it's constantly recalibrating.
Yeah.
Okay, last piece of the puzzle. How does all this tie back together? The governance integration loop. How does it connect these operational and tactical bits back to the big picture, the enterprise risk strategy?
It's the final connection. This loop ensures that everything you learn, the diagnostic findings, the backlog trends, the treatment outcomes, it all feeds directly back into your main enterprise risk management processes and your security steering committee reviews.
So it's not happening in a silo.
Not at all. It means you're constantly updating your strategic assumptions about risk based on what's actually happening on the ground. It keeps your priorities aligned with the real threat landscape and the organization's current risk appetite. It keeps the whole system dynamic.
Wow. Okay, so pulling it all together, this Voule Oncology plus risk governance model really seems to shift vulnerability management. It takes it from that frantic technical whack-a-mole into something much more proactive, integrated, and strategically aligned with the business. It feels like building a genuinely healthier, more resilient organization from the inside out.
That's the core idea, a fundamental shift in approach.
Okay, a final thought then for everyone listening.
Yeah, something to mull over perhaps. How could you apply this kind of clinical practice mindset, that deep diagnosis, looking for root causes, systemic fixes? How could you apply that in your own area of responsibility, whatever it is you do? What deeper issues might you uncover that really matter to the bigger picture instead of just, you know, treating the surface symptoms day after day?